I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we're staying close, very close. I'm taking you to Bonham, Texas. Several years ago, Highway 82 was diverted around Bonham, Texas, and honestly, I had not been to the downtown area in as many years. On a cold and rainy day, though, my husband and I decided to explore this old Texas town and were surprised at its offerings. Bonham really is one of the oldest towns in Northeast Texas, dating back to 1837, a time when Indian raids were common and Fannin County covered what is now 37 counties. As that fear subsided, Bonham grew, and in 1885 it had 8 churches, 3 colleges, the Carleton College, Fannin College, and Masonic Female Institute, 2 public schools, 3 weekly newspapers, a furniture factory, a sawmill, 2 grist mills, and gins, and a population of 2,300. None of those sites remain, but there's a history and more to be found. The Creative Arts Center has become just that, a place for the arts to be enjoyed. Executive Director Lisa Avilas led us through the front gallery with its display of fine paintings and pottery, into the classroom, and out to the garden area that most recently hosted a performance of Peter Pan. Children's theater classes, art seminars, lecture series, poetry readings, and changing art shows keep this busy place going. A very nice discovery was the gift shop, with small works by local artists, handmade chocolates, and more. At the registry of the National Historic Landmark Sam Rayburn's House, guests from Maine, New York, Illinois, and California had signed in that week, an indication of Rayburn's continuing fame. When he was first elected to Congress in 1916, Mr. Sam and his brother bought this home and 200 acres for their family. During the 48 years he served in the House of Representatives, he returned on congressional breaks to visit with constituents. The interior is so perfectly maintained as Mr. Sam left it, you expect him to walk out to greet you. His close relationship with LBJ was obvious. By the phone downstairs is a pop-up phone directory open to the HIJ section. Listed are hotels in Washington, and below it, Linden, it says. W067273. Our guide supplied small details of Mr. Sam's life. He admired Robert E. Lee, under whom his father served. He smoked filterless Camels, drank bourbon and branch water, was frugal, loved to ride horses, hated TV, and was a passionate Washington Senators fan, listening to games on the radio. With its first renovation in 37 years completed last year, the house and grounds are well worth a visit. After that, you should head to Cappy's Restaurant in downtown Bonham, the first restaurant recommended to us by all those we asked. Begun 8 years ago by a mother-daughter team, its exterior is easy to miss, but locals know it well for the daily buffet. Sandra Lawrence, a retired school counselor, and her daughter, Mandra Kaplinger, use old family recipes and selections from their extensive cookbook collection to vary the homemade offerings. "I love Paula Deen," admits Sandra. Garlic cheese biscuits are always available, and desserts often include cobbler and their famous gooey butter cake. For $7.95, it's the best deal out there. Around the corner is Luna Azul, a beautifully restored restaurant that understands mood lighting. with its tin ceilings, plastered and brick walls, and Mexican pottery and tin works, Luna Azul just feels authentic. Add in a bar that can serve Dos Equis and Corona beer with the homemade enchiladas, and it's a place to be enjoyed. Our last stop was the Sam Rayburn Library, the closest most North Texans will ever come to real power. As the longest-serving speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, 17 years, Mr. Sam knew the rules and used them. Yet, he was known for his honesty, often saying, "You'll never get mixed up if you tell the truth, and you won't forget what you said." Rayburn's office there is the real thing, not a replica. The chandelier came from the White House, and the 92-year-old fireplace from the House of Representatives. If you could stand on the rug, you would join presidents, senators, kings, and queens who paid homage to this very powerful man. Photos from Mr. Sam's funeral were most poignant, especially one of President Kennedy, Vice President Johnson, and former Presidents Truman and Eisenhower sitting on the first row of the First Baptist Church of Bonham. Come for the history or the research, or just to pound the speaker's gavel. Bonham and Environs had more offerings, such as the Historical Museum, Bonham State Park, and two wineries, but we'll wait for the next sunny day to explore those and the rest of Fannin County.
Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.